This is Nicholas Neal's interview with Elmo Myers from Shipman, Illinois. So this interview is about the Cold War. Whenever I say the word Cold War, what's the first thing you think of?
Stalin.
Stalin? Can you
Joseph Stalin, the leader of Russia. He started the Cold War at the end of World War II.
All right. Do you remember how the fear of Russia affected everyday life? Like, just your normal life?
How the fear of it?
Yeah, the fear of the USSR.
I never ever feared it. We were always superior power to them. I never really feared it. I just, when they started dominating all of Eastern Europe and split Germany in half, you know, East Germany and West Germany, and then took off all the, not Scandinavia, I can't think of, but anyway, Romania, Albania, Hungary, and all that, and put up the Iron Curtain. Why, we didn't really fear him, but just that we just hated him because he enslaved, basically, so many million people and had a communistic way of life, which is so much different than ours, yes. But I never did fear him.
All right. Do you remember doing anything in school dealing with the USSR? Like any, like, duck and cover drills or anything like that?
In school, doing what now?
Any, like, drills just, like, for safety if the USSR would ever...
Yeah. We had a few drills once in a while for atomic blasts. But again, I don't know. It was just something that was mandatory to be done, but I don't think anybody ever really took them seriously because, again, we weren't necessarily afraid of them. Truman kind of put the law down to Stalin pretty early. I don't know maybe if you want to hear this in the interview or not, but he was going to march into Turkey right after World War II when he took over them other countries. And Truman told him, he had 24 hours to get his troops out of Turkey or he was going to bomb him with another nuclear bomb. So he pulled his troops out, and after that, it wasn't us afraid of him. He was afraid of Harry Truman. Because Truman was going to kill him and, going to bomb the hell out of him. And so I don't know if we ever feared him after they got the nuclear the atomic bomb and all, but we still had, just as we are today, we're so much superior in power that not like North Korea today, they're not going to do anything. And Russia wasn't going to do anything back then because in 15 minutes there wasn't going to be a Russia left. We'd have them wiped off the face of the earth.
All right, and what was your reaction when the Berlin Wall fell?
When it fell?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I was happy to see it fall, yeah. I was stationed in Germany for a couple of years, and we weren't allowed to go to Berlin, but we could go to Western Germany, but not into East Berlin, or into Berlin, because it was a divided city. And I was glad to see it come down. It was basically the end of the Cold War. After Stalin died, Khrushchev and a bunch of them, left, why Gorbachev come in, and a reasonable man, hell of a lot more reasonable than the guy they got in there now, Putin, but Gorbachev knew that he was smart enough that he knew that he had to coexist with the rest of the world, that the Cold War was getting them nowhere. They were a backward country, a poor country. They had no free trade, free commerce like we have here. They couldn't go in a grocery store and buy meat. There wasn't any. They were bread and ate borscht. I think that's beets. And so Gorbachev seen the shape his country was in and the people were in, and so I think it was with Reagan. I think Reagan was president. Well, yeah, I know he was. And they got along pretty good. And, of course, then the Cold War ended. it, but it's fired back up now with not necessarily Donald Trump. I'm not going to say that, but it's escalated a little bit in the last few years since Putin became in power. He's wanting to reestablish the old Soviet Union, and when he went into Crimea here a couple of years ago and tried to kind of start a revolt in Ukraine, he basically wanted to reestablish the old Soviet Union, and it's not going to happen. They're not going to go back to that. They're enjoying their independence too much from the Russian way of life. So. What else?
I just have one more question. Do you remember anything about the space race? And if so, what?
Oh, yeah. Now, that was interesting. I think, I know I was, and I think probably 99% of the country was. We were shocked when we found out Russia fired off Sputnik into space and orbited the Earth because, we just didn't imagine that they were capable of that kind of technology. Now, there again, I'm not going to say we feared them. There was a lot of rumors going around that they could fire lasers and one thing from outer space and target us, and we would. Nobody believed. I mean, a certain amount of people believed it. People with, I'm going to say, average intelligence didn't believe it. So we really weren't scared, but shocked. I mean, and then, of course, Kennedy started our space program, and we passed Russia in no time, put a man on the moon. They still haven't yet. Putin says he's going to, I think, in the next 3 years. He's planning on putting somebody on there, but then they're so broke, and I don't know where the hell he's going to get the money, but I imagine they've got the technology to do it. But, our space race was, that was fun. That was fun. They sent monkeys up, and we sent monkeys up. They sent dogs up, and we sent dogs up. Then I remember our first testing, firing down range. I'm pretty sure Alan Shepard was the first one to orbit, to be fired down range. I think he broke the gravitational line of whatever I'm trying to say. But he come back down into the ocean. The first several were fun because they parachuted him into the ocean, and we had ships out there trying to pick him up. And sometimes they landed quite a bit further away from the ships than it was intended to. But it was fun. I don't think, I don't ever remember being feared of Russia, never. I don't even know if I ever respected him as far as a military power. When you got to have a parade down the middle of your town to show off your weapons, you haven't got any weapons. That's why we've never necessarily had a parade. If we had one, that's all right. I'm not going to say one way or the other, but we don't need one. We know what we got, and he knows what we got. They're not going to. I don't know. It's cat and mouse game. Always has been, and just, playing checkers with one another. I dare you to jump me, and then I'm going to jump you back, and one thing or another, so. But, the space race was fun, especially once we got ahead of
them. All right. Okay? Yeah. Thank you very much.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.